Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Can ISIS be rolled back from holding territory in Iraq and Syria? What may become the battle for the territorial integrity of a place that used to be known only as Iraq is taking place this week near the city of Tikrit. The ancestral home of the late Saddam Hussein is part of the self-proclaimed Islamic State of ISIS now. A force of Iraqi government troops, mostly Shiite militia, is trying to retake Tikrit with the help of Iranian officers. Tim Arango, Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, joins us now. Tim, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What is the scale of this operation, and how significantly is Iran involved here?
It is the biggest Iraqi offensive yet since last summer when ISIS took over Mosul. It's upwards of 30,000 fighters involving the army, Shia militias, and Iran is playing a very, very heavy role in this, not just with the militias that they've controlled for a long, long time in Iraq, but also their Iranian officers on the ground, including the famous Qasem Soleimani, who is Iran's top spy master.
Now, some in the region will characterize this as a battle between Shiite and Sunni. That's in ISIS's favor to characterize this conflict in that way. Can Iraq do something besides characterize itself as sort of the army of the Shia?
Well, they can do a couple of things. One is they're trying to put as much as they can a Sunni face on it, and there are said to be maybe 700 to 1,000 Sunni tribal fighters from Salah Adin province involved. And you know, the other thing they really can do is restrain the militias in terms of how they treat the civilian population, so this does not turn into sort of an orgy of revenge killing once they get into Tikrit.
What evidence do we have that Tikrit wants to be liberated by this force here? You know, there's not been much in the way of discussions with the civilians in Tikrit since ISIS took over.
Well, I think even in a place like Tikrit, which is obviously Sunni dominated, obviously lots of grievances against the Shiite dominated central government, I think the civilians, the average civilian, does not want to live under ISIS, and actually a great proportion of the population, the civilian population, had already fled to either Kurdistan or other parts of Iraq.
In terms of tactics, what are we seeing here that may be a preview of the larger battle for Mosul, which may take place later this fall?
You know, this is the most significant offensive yet. We're seeing a lot of, you know, there's an air campaign by the Iraqis, and there's lots of mortaring to try to soften up the center of the city. Right now, they're actually going quite slow. They're trying to control the villages around Tikrit and have not marched onto the city of Tikrit, which suggests that they're being very deliberate about it. There's been instances in the past where they just tried to blow their way into Tikrit and were pushed back. But very notably in this operation, the Americans say they're not supporting it.
And assuming that they're able to get to Tikrit, and that's, you know, an open question right now, does the geography favor them being able to hold it once they do get the city?
No, that's a good question, because they've taken over other places such as Beji, and then they've lost it, even though they never lost the important oil refinery there. They've had a problem in certain places not being able to hold that territory. And so the question will be, will they have the forces? They'll need local forces and local support if they want to hold the territory peacefully. And so that will involve treating the civilian population well, and also trying to stand up sort of local fighters that work in partnership with the government so they can actually hold the territory. And that's a serious open question, as it will be in Mosul.
A lot of tests in this battle for Tikrit. Tim Arango is Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom. For over 10 years, providing solutions for business owners, families, and individuals to get legal help, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And Fox Searchlight Pictures, presenting the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. The new comedy directed by John Madden, starring Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Bill Nye, Dev Patel, and Richard Gere, in theaters everywhere Friday.